Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. 23. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, and read about the age of the customer there on that site, and also on my other site as well, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find out more about it on both sites. I hope you will, because you need to know about that, folks, if you're going to survive. Whether you buy my book or not, you still need to read about it, and I'll help you out there for free. You can find a lot of stuff out there that you need for free there on those two websites. And if you feel led to buy the book, I'll appreciate that. Fred Dawkins is here. He's got a new book out, Everyday Entrepreneur. Fred's got many decades in the world of entrepreneurship as an entrepreneur, watching other entrepreneurs. He's certainly qualified to write about this topic. Fred, thanks again for hanging out with us. FCDawkins.com is the website, right?
That's right, Jim.
And the book's available wherever books are sold, Everyday Entrepreneur. Okay, what do you think is the reason why we aren't seeing more entrepreneurship in America these days? Let me rephrase that. Do you agree with me that there's not as much entrepreneurship in this recovery as we've seen in past recoveries?
Well, I'm not sure that I do agree with you. I don't know that it's coming out as fast as we would like, but the interest in it and the desire to learn about it has increased tremendously. I mean, if you look back 10 or 15 years, a lot of our business schools didn't teach entrepreneurship. Now every college and university practically
has a course.
That is true.
I agree with that.
So I think we're on the cusp of a new era of entrepreneurship.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
Well, I think it's almost out of necessity, Jim. You know, we're in a world that we're, if you look at the two dominant factors in the economy, they're globalization and technology, and both of them are bringing about really rapid change. I think that's created a fair amount of uncertainty. But entrepreneurs are very adaptable and resilient, and they're, you know, being entrepreneurial is almost going to be a prerequisite in today's rapid change economy.
So you see a strong future for entrepreneurship in America?
I do. I think it's not only important for individuals in small business, but you're hearing increasingly talk about bringing disruptors into big business and hopefully eventually into government, because you know, the status quo isn't with us for very long anymore.
That's
things
right.
change very quickly.
Well, you know, in the 20th century, the end of the 20th century, I predicted that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur.
And I really believe you're right.
Yeah, and I do believe that. My reference was to the here and now, the immediate situation where we've got, a lot of people who would have been entrepreneurs took a pretty good hit on their home equity, their credit lines, and the good thing, the reason I think you're right about the entrepreneurship is because people have deleveraged, they've gotten out of debt, they're starting to recover a little bit, they're able to, you know, as I did more than 25 years ago, Fred, put a couple of nickels together and rub them and you know, turn them into a quarter, you know. They're able to do that a little bit more. And I think you're right about the education process. I think people are more the information to make you a more to be how to show you how to be more successful as an entrepreneur is more readily available today than it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, there's a real rush towards more knowledge about entrepreneurship. I think the institutions, the academic institutions, are struggling a little bit to find effective ways of teaching it. I think there's a whole shift going on, and maybe that's why there's this bit of a delay in terms of it coming out. And I also think that 2008 did shake people's confidence, so people are maybe a little bit more tentative than they would like to be. But I see it building up, and I think it's going to be, as I said, an essential component of the economy, more so than ever.
Don't you think technology is a great lever for people wanting to become entrepreneurs, especially to help them with capitalizing a business?
Yeah, this whole concept of crowdfunding, I'm really not sure how it's going to shake out in terms of regulation. I hope it doesn't get over-regulated, but I mean, it's a great opportunity for small business people who in a startup situation to reach out to small investors and work together. And I think, funding for small business has been drying up, and all of a sudden right. We have this great new potential source. So I think technology is going to help in that regard. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, from a standpoint of applications and tools.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the ability to make your a small business look very professional and reach out through networking, those are great assets. So in some ways, it's cutting down the cost of starting your business. It's because you can reach out to the marketplace very effectively on a cost-effective basis.
What's the one thing that people will get from your book on Everyday Entrepreneur that they won't get from any other entrepreneur book?
Well, I think the way it's written is an important aspect of it, Jim. It's written as a narrative. I'm a student of business, and I have been all my life, but I'm not a big fan of reading a lot of textbooks on business. And I think people are a little bit maybe sick of it as it's too strong, but looking for a different approach. And by writing it as a narrative, it's a great way to share experiences and help people prepare for a career as entrepreneurship.
Stories. It's full of stories, right?
It is. It's full of stories.
Yeah, that's what people like to hear these days.
So yeah, I think you've done a good job
with the architecture of your book. FCDawkins.com. I remember that, right?
Yes, that's right.
Everyday Entrepreneur is the book. It's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Fred, will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. See you next time.
Thanks very much.
Fred Dawkins, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I think we can learn more from him coming up. I got to take a quick break right now. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.